Teachers say learning te reo and tikanga Māori is making them better at their jobs. A $100 million programme launched this month aims to teach the language to 40,000 early childhood and school teachers. The lessons are part of a push to ensure Māori is spoken more widely in schools. Here's our education correspondent John Gerritsen with the latest in our series of stories on the work being done to incorporate reo Māori me ona tikanga in the classroom.
Walk into a classroom and chances are you'll hear words of te reo from roll call.
Morena Hunter. Morena Hazel. Tino Pai. Morena Grace.
Morena to assembly. The Minister of Māori Crown Relations and Associate Education Minister, Calvin Davis, says it's every Māori child's right to hear their own language at school.
Wherever there's a classroom, there's a Māori connection, there's tangata whenua of that classroom, there'll be Māori children in that school, and I think that those children, it is their right. It's not a privilege, it is their right to hear their language and to be able to engage in their language.
To help that happen, the government is spending $100 million over 4 years to train 40,000 teachers in te reo and tikanga Māori through a course called Te Ahu o Te Reo Māori. Stratford Secondary School teacher Erin McDonald was in the pilot scheme. She says it's making a big difference to her lessons and she's encouraging others to learn more too.
Other kaiako see the benefits that you're having in your classroom with the connections with your Māori learners just through those small uses of te reo. And so actually what ends up happening is that those students end up holding those other teachers to account and requiring them to get on board.
Spotswood College Principal Nicola Narewa says it makes a huge difference when Māori students hear their teachers speak at least a little te reo.
It gives you a sense of connectedness and belonging, and it takes often, you know, institutions or schools that can be very monocultural in the way they look and sound. It gives us a sense of flavour. It gives us a sense of cultural richness that we absolutely need to be reflecting.
At Whangarei Intermediate, staff have had after-school te reo and tikanga lessons for years. Teacher Gina Novia says learning the language and culture ensures she can teach it to her pupils, but it's also altered the way she teaches.
It's obviously more inclusive because our Māori students, they're getting their worldview as well. So I feel like I can teach better to more students with that knowledge.
The Intermediate's principal, Hayley Reid, says all schools should be doing it, regardless of how many of their pupils are Māori.
I should be able to walk into any New Zealand classroom and know that it's New Zealand. And that would be through our, you know, acknowledging the Treaty of Waitangi. So I don't think it matters if you have no Māori in your school. We have an absolute obligation to the Treaty of Waitangi to make sure that we are correcting the wrongs.
The government's made the daily and meaningful use of te reo a national education priority. The Education Review Office is checking if schools are complying, and it says they seem to be willing, though it's still early days.
Tomorrow we'll have more on our series and the government's efforts to make schools more bicultural. That's on Morning Report tomorrow morning, also on Checkpoint Tonight.